Jerry Bader Show next hour. A lot of conversation, 9:51. A lot of conversation about the Affordable Care Act. The president addresses it, President Obama, 10:35. We'll take that. And it was announced just before 9:30. Got the news release here from the governor's office. Media advisory, Governor Scott Walker, to address challenges of Affordable Care Act. That is 1:30 today at the state capitol. I'm going to touch base with our affiliate stations that the show is on. Of course, WTQ here in Green Bay, WHBL in Sheboygan, WSAU Wausau. See if we can't figure out a way to bring that to you. See what Scott Walker has to say about the challenges of the Affordable Care Act. In fact, Chris, if you're listening, you want to start digging into that. See if there's a way that we can get that on the air. We'll look at carrying that live on the station that you're listening to now. We'll work on that. All of that in the 10 o'clock hour, including the president's words and a lot of different things I have on it. Just before the break there, I read an editorial in today's Wausau Daily Herald about Sarah Palin doing a book signing at Wausau, and they suspect she's there because the recent controversy over religiously themed music in Wausau schools is part of the overarching theme of the book that she's there signing. And they admonish Sarah Palin for caricaturing the debate in Wausau over this, where she on Facebook said, it's a battle against Scrooges who want Christ out of Christmas. And then they say, no, you don't live here and you don't understand. The community came together. Overwhelmingly, they oppose this. Now, as far as that goes, I will agree with the Wausau Daily Herald on that. I'm not saying Sarah Palin is wrong. I'm saying they are right in saying this wasn't in the community, left versus right, secular versus non-secular. That did not, I agree. The community came together all against a single Scrooge, who I believe is the superintendent of schools there. The superintendent still has never said what her rationale was, has never said why she felt there was a legal threat to the way things were being done. Ever. She refuses to say what prompted this. They reach back to years ago and the Freedom From Religion Foundation. That has nothing to do with this at all. Why did she suddenly feel these changes were needed? I think Sarah Palin's characterizations, not caricature, characterizations are correct, if perhaps overbroad or overly broad, to include the entire community. But I don't know that she ever did. I think that's the paper putting words in her mouth that she never said. She said it's stop the Scrooges, get out and protest this. I believe that she was referring to the Scrooges, and perhaps the plural was off a tad, in the Wausau School District. And they know that. The paper knows that's what she was referring to. She wasn't referring to half of the central Wisconsin community. They know that. Her characterization was spot on. I believe the superintendent has a problem with religious music in schools, and I believe this all started with her. And for the paper to say, well, we believe that it was good people who were trying to do the right thing. No, I believe it was one person who was convinced she knew what was right and imposed it upon everybody else. I also have my suspicions of what motivated her. But I'm not at this point still comfortable in saying that on the air. But I have my suspicions of what motivated her. That's exactly what this was. That which had been accepted forever. And yeah, I understand. I understand that public schools are public schools and they cannot. The Supreme Court has ruled what can and can't occur there religiously. But it's also pretty clear that those court rulings were on the side of what has been done for years. If that wasn't the case, the school board wouldn't have so quickly overturned all of this. She was very quick to act. She was impulsive. Why? That does make her a Scrooge. And I have no problem with the way Sarah Palin characterized this, and I don't consider it a caricature. If for whatever reason the paper feels that it was overly broad and meant that half the community, well, she never said that. She was talking about officials within the school district, and I would narrow it down to one. That's about the only difference that I would make there. And there is no disputing that. By the way, I and a number of others in the media have made open records requests, which still seem quite a ways from being fulfilled. It's weird. They have the HR director in the Wausau School District dealing with the media on this. They have nobody else. That seems a bit out of his wheelhouse. But in any event, a number of us in the media have done that. And the school board there, of course, has launched its own investigation. In the next hour, I have a lot of different stories on Obamacare. I haven't really said a lot about those stupid brochurance Obamacare ads in Colorado, what those are about. I want to get to that. Why is the president suddenly open to changing the health care law legislatively? We'll get into that. The small number of enrollments and the friendly fire that the president is taking on this. And the president is expected to speak at 10:35. Whenever he does, if it does get in within the confines of this show, we will bring that to you. Scott Walker speaking at 1:30 this afternoon. We'll see if we have access to getting that on the air on the station you're listening to. All of that starts in 8 minutes. It's 9:58.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.